Hey there, gorgeous souls. Welcome back to Depression Diet, Stop the Sadness, Feed the Soul. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and today we're diving into something super juicy, understanding your emotions. Ever feel like you're riding a roller coaster of feelings with twists and turns that leave you dizzy? Yeah, me too. But guess what? It doesn't have to be a wild, unpredictable ride. We can actually learn to navigate those emotional waves with grace and even enjoy the view from the top. This is about taking ownership of your inner world, recognizing those emotions as valuable clues, not just random annoyances. Think of it like this. Your emotions are trying to tell you something. It's their way of communicating, like little whispers in the back of your mind. Sometimes they're shouts, sometimes they're soft murmurs, but they're always there, waiting for us to listen. So let's get real and dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you decode those emotional messages. First off, accept that all emotions are valid. Don't judge yourself for feeling happy, sad, angry, scared, or anything in between. Every emotion serves a purpose. Remember that time when you were absolutely thrilled about landing that new job? Or maybe the crushing disappointment when your plans fell through? Those intense feelings were powerful signals guiding you. They helped you celebrate the win and learn from the setback. There's no good or bad when it comes to emotions, just different flavors of the human experience. Embrace them all. Number 2. Tune into your body. Ever notice how your stomach does a flip-flop when you're nervous? Or how your chest tightens when you feel anxious? Our bodies are incredible signal systems. They send us messages through physical sensations long before our brains fully process what's going on. Pay attention to those cues that tightness in your chest might be telling you it's time for a deep breath, or that fluttery feeling in your stomach could mean excitement is brewing. Thirdly, become a detective of your thoughts. You know those little narratives running through your head? They can be super helpful, but sometimes they get distorted and lead us astray. Ask yourself, is this thought serving me? Is it true? What evidence do I have to support it? It's like questioning your own inner GPS, making sure you're on the right track. Next up, practice self-compassion. Remember at that time you totally bombed a presentation? Or maybe when you spilled coffee all over yourself in front of everyone. We all mess up, it's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, try treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. And finally, remember that emotions are fluid. They're not static states, they ebb and flow like the tides. One moment you might be feeling elated, and the next, a wave of sadness could wash over you. That's totally normal. Don't get caught up in labeling yourself or trying to force your emotions into neat little boxes. Allow them to move through you just like the seasons change. Now let me paint you a picture with this real-world scenario. Imagine you're at work, and suddenly you feel your heart pounding in your chest, your palms sweating, and your stomach twisting into knots. You know that feeling, it's anxiety creeping in. Instead of letting it take over, maybe you take a deep breath, step away from your desk for a few minutes, and go for a quick walk outside. You notice the fresh air calming your nerves, the sunshine warming your face, and the gentle breeze rustling the leaves. That's self-awareness in action. By recognizing those physical sensations and taking a moment to pause, you're giving yourself space to regulate those emotions and come back feeling more grounded and focused. See, understanding your emotions isn't about eliminating them or pretending they don't exist. It's about becoming friends with them, learning their language, and using that knowledge to navigate life with more awareness, compassion, and confidence. So, what are you waiting for? Start paying attention to those little whispers within. Notice how your body feels, what thoughts are swirling in your mind, and how different situations trigger specific emotions. The more you practice, the better you'll become at understanding yourself, and that, my friends, is a journey worth taking. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little emotional boost. And if you have any insights or experiences to share, drop them in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember, you are worthy of love, happiness, and most importantly, understanding yourself inside and out. Keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.